The Krishna consciousness movement has been what some people would consider sexist or racist, because certain propensities for women and for blacks have been defined either by the devotees or by the Vedic scriptures. I'm not sure which. And I wondered if you would comment on that.
It's been alleged that our movement is against women and against Negroes because we do not give them...
Well, not necessarily against them, but defining inferior roles for them by their natural traits.
Inferior roles to women and to Negroes.
We give equal roles for each other. Materially, one man is servant, one man is master. How we can avoid this? Do you think everyone will be master? Nobody will be servant. Materially, one is father, one is son, one is master, one is servant, one is man, one is old man. How can you stop this? But spiritually, they're all equal.
What is happening materially is unimportant.
But when you come to the spiritual platform, then when you discern the spirit soul within everyone, that is it. That is just like you are differently dressed in red shirt and different dress. This difference must be there. There are so many men and women, they are differently dressed. You cannot say they are all equal by the dress. But within the dress, the living entity, they are all the same. We make this distinction material, not spiritual.
The question would be, what is it that he has offered that has turned out such an emotional response today?
What you have offered that has resulted in such a wonderful emotional response from all the people here?
Because they are being spiritually educated. We are above material platform. Therefore, we have no distinction that one is American, one is Indian, one is black, one is white. We have no such distinction. Everyone is servant of God. Is that all right? Yes.
I know you're very much aware of all the other gurus, especially that have been coming to the United States in the recent years, and I wondered if you could explain why it is that you believe that you have the truth rather than someone else.
Yes, ma'am. She wants to know that there are many other gurus, and why do you feel that you have the truth?
Because we speak the truth. So don't be black that I am God and this and that. We are actual position. God is great and we are all servants. This is our actual position. How can I say I am God? So we do not need black. We say the real truth. Therefore, it appeals. And if I say something humbug, it will not appeal. It may act for some time, but it will not endure.
Hello?
Any other questions?
Is tomorrow. Of what will that celebration consist?
Asking what the celebration will consist of tomorrow.
Celebration is remembering Krishna, our Lord. He, with his brother and sister, visited Kurukshetra, a place in India. So, in memory of that visit, we observe this Ratha. So again the same question was there?
Yes.
The reply was alright.
Yes. She was very nice. What was the question?
That we have this thing that the same. Yeah, not all that. Material is very interesting. You have to find the dress and the kind of dress. A spiritual is not. So, a very learned scholar, learned, and a job. So, materially, how they can equal? If I say, the president falls and a job, they have the same level. That's it. It is very nice. Spiritually, we are on. That is real observation. Artificially, to make man and all that is fine. That's very artificial in your sense. That's true. Is there any university in Philadelphia?
Yes, University of Pennsylvania.
Ah.
Oh, yes. That you also visited there in 1965.
Yes. And then, see, what was it? Chopped up. All that, all brown.
When I was in temple, they told me that you'd come. Just before I'd ever heard of Krishna consciousness, they told me that you had come The year before I was there. I went there, and then the year before you had been there. And so I took a course with this Swami Nikalananda. And you spoke in his class, and they told me that you asked, so you are studying Vedanta, so what is Vedanta? And no one knew. No one knew what Vedanta is. And he said that Veda means knowledge, and Vedanta means Vedanta means the end of knowledge, and then Krishna. They'd never heard that before, even though they'd had so many hours and courses in Vedanta.
That is the difficulty, that though for foolish people, they are taking leading. That is the defect of it. One who has no knowledge, he is taking the part of a teacher. God must be speaking something else. Just like this. One does not know what is Vedanta, and he is reading Vedanta. It is very simple, true. Veda means knowledge. Anta means end. There must be something ultimate, goal. But the modern prophecy that we want and we get, but never you come to the end. Is it not like that? What is it?
Okay.
That is. Yes.
This is a graveyard, automobile graveyard.
This is the end of their knowledge.
Spend time in breaking and building.
Passion and ignorance, no goodness. That means that there's passion and there's ignorance, but there's no goodness.
Yes. They do not inquire why breaking and building. Why not partner? That question does not arise, and they cannot solve it. They think this breaking and building is the nature. But we are giving information of another nature, which is there is no breaking, no building, para. They cannot believe. And there is such thing. Satchar Vitachar Vana, that is seeing is seeing. I cannot question why breaking and failing. Why not part? We are doing the same thing with our body. We are breaking as the body is old, we are breaking and accepting another body, again building, again old, again breaking, again entering. This is part. The question does not arise. Why? I don't like this breaking and building, but why I am put into this condition? That is it. Who wants to die? No. Even a very old man, he is suffering from so many things. Still, if somebody comes, I will kill you. He says, oh no, don't kill. And don't talk. Why? Somebody said that you are old man, there is no use. Now this is coming. The communists are coming. So that's why.
This old man seems to be eating that thing. And it's what is that? Mercy.
Mercy to the
mercy. Really merciful is what it is. But the point is that if you have come to show me the mercy of killing, but I am not prepared to kill. Why? You have come to show me mercy, but I am not prepared to take your mercy. Why? What is the cycle? That means he is eternal. This death is atis. Na hanna te hanna vahane sarire. That's not right. It's not case. There is all right that if one thinks that I am killer and not in fact killed, both of them do not know what is life. Bhagavad Gita, the first. So I am eternal, that's the fact. That's why I do not wish to be killed. But I do not know how to keep myself. That is, we are giving that. How we can keep your eternal. It's the greatest gift to the human person. He wants to live to die, but he does not know how to live to die. His energy is being spoiled by this skyscraper thinking construct. But he is not very serious to construct his body figure. He will not be able to live in this skyscraper thing. Maybe he will be allowed to live there as a rat. There are rats. How many rats? Actually, this is a fact. The person who has got very attachment for that place, but he is not to live there, but on account of attachment, thinking of that place at the time of death, but he is so simple, he cannot be given the human body, then he is given the cat or the rat's body, living, or a tree or a plant. So, where is the science? Discussing. But from the tree has come. They are satisfied on that I am now, the skyscraper thing. I do not know that I really allow to be. But it also gives you. Things have been discussed in meeting, in our meeting, anywhere. But they have no friends, so it's
they don't want to hear.
Surana Sana Dharma Kai. If you speak to him, 5 years of safety, it is not very good one. If you are respected, if you are punished, why you are taking this food? So will you give up spinning? He knows in Sanya, I will be arrested and punished. But still I can do it. This is in love.
Out in front of us.
get together in nature. Big river?
This is called the Schuylkill River. Schuylkill.
Is it a river?
Yes.
Our steps are very nice.
This part of the city is a very large park. It's almost 800 acres of land. And it's been set aside. They're not allowed to construct there. It's the only place.
This place is white. How far?
About 300 miles.
300?
Not much.
Husband and wife, they cannot be long.
We are developing very nice householder couples at number 7.
Okay.
Very good.
That is essential. It's too late of household. That is required.